Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very happy to be speaking with you today. I have long admired your films. The Runner, I thought, was spectacular, and I actually interviewed Cameron and Edward on that one.
That's great. Thank you.
And to see that kind of film, see The Italians, Miranda's Victim, now see Under the Stars. This is a perfect rom-com. It is just so enchanting. It's so charming. I am ready to get a plane ticket and go to Puglia in Italy. It is the location is stunning, and you transport us physically and emotionally with this film.
Oh, that's very nice of you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
How did this script come to you? How did Victoria's work make its way into your artful hands?
The producer, Pia Papatian, had called me up and she said, "How would you like to go shoot a movie in Puglia?" So you have to know that my mother is Italian. I mean, was Italian because she's passed away, but she, my whole childhood, I always heard ad nauseam, Puglia, 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 and I was like, and I had never been. So they had me at Puglia, and then I read the script, and I thought I love stories about falling in love. One of the storylines that was not in there initially was basically Giacomo and Audrey falling in love. And actually, coming to fruition. But I thought to myself, I never watch any reality shows, but I had watched The Golden Bachelor. And I thought to myself, well, wouldn't it be nice if we only not just had a young couple falling in love, but also a more mature couple falling in love. And thus, that storyline. And then fun story, I was very inspired by Before Sunrise. About, two people really falling in love, Julie Delpy and Ethan Hawke. And I'm at a school trip for my son. And it's a campfire. It's late at night, pitch dark, just for the flames of the fire. And all of a sudden, I hear a lady with a French accent speaking behind me. So I turn around, and it was Julie Delpy. And I said, "Oh, you have no idea that your movie was an inspiration for me for Under the Stars, this movie I went to shoot in Italy." And we had a very nice conversation. And, it's a small world, 2 degrees of separation.
Wow. Now, once you got this script in your hands, the cinematography is so important here, as is your casting. The casting is impeccable. I think this is one of the best performances I have ever seen from Alex Pettifer, in all
Yes.
honesty. I think this is definitely, it is the most mature. It has wonderful range. We see emotion from him on his face. He's not perpetually brooding as he normally is in so many of his films. I love what you brought out of him with this film. And
Thank you.
Eva is just fantastic as Ariana. And of course, it's always great to see Vincent Riotto. But the secondary story that you added with Audrey and Giacomo, with Toni Collette and Andy Garcia, oh my God, I fell in love with them falling in love.
Yes, it was quite beautiful. Tony was gracious enough to fly in from Australia. And she immediately had a connection with Andy, who I had worked with before on Miranda's Victim. And, wonderful cast. Everybody was happy to be there, happy to tell the story. Eva Di Domenici was delightful to work with. Alex Pettifer was a lot of fun. He's very mischievous in real life. He's got a great sense of humor. And, it was just a wonderful experience to be there in Italy. I was there for almost 2 months. I, on the weekends, went from historical city to historical city, from Lecce and all other cities there. Went to the supermarket, bought food, cooked it. It was really lovely to be working on a story about love.
Oh my gosh, in 2 months you got to be there.
Yes, it was definitely a treat. Now, my mom had passed away, and I think that some of the pull, some of the, you know, the me wanting to go do it was somehow I thought maybe if I'd be in Italy, you know, she was born in Milano, I would, you know, feel closer to her. And the truth of the matter is I conjured her up quite a lot being in Italy.
Oh, my God, that is so wonderful. This film is always going to hold a special place in your heart because of that, I am sure.
Absolutely. I always remember being there and shooting it.
Now, one of the key factors here is you had to find a location. Your location, that is beautiful. How challenging was it for you to find the perfect place?
Well, there was a team there, including my director of photography, Pierluccio Malavasi, who I worked with before on The Runner and on Miranda's Victim.
Yep.
He was there already with my first AD, Marco, who was just incredible. And they both went with Gianji, you know, the executive producer, to look at masserias. I wasn't even so aware before about these masserias, which are these farms in Italy, in the south of Italy. And they found the perfect one. I mean, the people were very nice. The food was great. There were many locations that we shot, you know, in a lot of the different places in La Masseria, including, and I probably shouldn't say this because I'll be spoiler alert, but, you know, the end of the wedding. I don't know whose wedding it is. That's the surprise. It was just a really beautiful location, beautiful farm to be in.
Everywhere you point the camera, you get another beautiful portrait. And then you give us, you open this film, we get these gorgeous, gorgeous drone shots or aerial shots. That's the Adriatic Sea that it's sitting on, correct?
Yes.
That is bluer than blue. It is absolutely gorgeous. And you take us on this windy road to get to La Masseria. And it kind of is metaphoric for the windy road that Ian is going on in his life. So I just love that touch. But once you get there, it's everywhere we're looking, even in a chicken coop. The images are stunning. And because you're using so many different areas to really immerse us in this, I'm curious how you and Pierluccio worked with your blocking and your framing for what you were looking for with your visual grammar.
Well, it's funny you should say, because the truth of the matter is, wherever we pointed the camera, it was beautiful. We could, it was like we've pointed that way, you pointed that way, you pointed that way. We were all going to capture something beautiful. And I was part of the long winding roads. You know, we did it with drones, and, you know, with camera. It was, we talked at length, you know, with my, you know, cinematographer in terms of what, you know, would the shots be. And we created a shot list. And it was just the whole entire thing. I can't even tell you how joyous it was, and I'm very happy that it, you know, people are responding to it. And I just feel these days, I don't know if it's a sign of me getting older, but I'm very much wanting to see content that feels light and joyful and uplifting.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with you, Michelle. I agree with you. Everybody has shied away from these lighter films. And that's something that you do, that you and Pierluccio do, is you keep your visual tonal bandwidth light and bright. So you really embrace that beautiful sunlight that you get in southern Italy. And the way the sandstone color goes into the dirt and it's offset by the greens of the fruit trees and the olive trees. Just stunning. But it makes you happy looking at it. And then you have a few shots, some night shots, that are a beautiful counter and just wrap you in a blanket of love. You've got that one shot in there at the hour 3 minute mark where Audrey and Giacomo are sitting and having dinner in the kitchen. Exterior shot. It's a little wider than just a basic two shot. We see them through the window toasting, and that little white kitty walks by underneath the window. That is just like a money shot. It is perfection. You give us so many moments like that. The thunderstorm and Ariana and Ian being caught in the rain, or when we are searching through the ancient parts of the area to find why there is no water. How come suddenly there's no water? And interestingly, you really shy away from extreme close-ups. You really keep us in that, essentially, the two-person, the two-shot mode for, I'd say, 90% of the film, so that we really feel the connective tissue between the characters. I think that's just brilliant.
I mean, you're so perceptive. Are you writing a review? I hope you are, because all the language that you used to describe what was going on, which is right on, is really, language that's very, very exactly what is happening. This idea of the two shots, this was a choice. It was a choice. Everything you talked about was a choice. And so I like extreme close-ups. It's just that this story did not lend itself to that.
That's right.
But this was, I really wanted people to fall, to be with these couples as they fall in love, and to also just say that, you can fall in love at any stage in your life if you are open and leave yourself, vulnerable for it to happen.
And I'm with you. I love ECUs, but there is a time and place for them, and this would not have been the time for them. So I love the choice that you made there. I love it. You've also got, some beautiful montages happening in here. And I do love me a good montage that is as sweet as the one that we see in the third act of the film between Ian and Ariana. And even a little bit of Audrey and Giacomo gets slipped in there too. It's so beautifully cut. Federico Conforti, who did your editing, he did a beautiful job. But then you also, the score really complements and fills us with emotion in that particular montage and in other areas as well. Your music is linked so beautifully as an undercurrent to this film. So I'm curious what you were looking for musically from Andrea Guerra.
Well, I was lucky enough to meet Andrea Guerra, who's such a genius in composing. And he did an incredible job, I think, composing this movie. We talked a lot, and we had a lot of conversations about, what the music should, the feel of it, the themes for the characters, the love, the different storylines. And, I think for me, one of my favorite parts of the movie is the score. I think it's just really beautiful.
It really is, and it's not just the score, but the instrumentation of the score. The instrumentation is so key here in terms of the emotion that different instruments evoke. So, yeah, I fell in love with the score. There is no
question. He's in Rome.
Pardon?
He scored it in Rome with an orchestra, and it was really just beautiful. Yeah, thank you.
And some of the, you can hear an accordion, I think it is, within some of this. So it really captures that Italian ethnic flavor of music. Just really well composed for this story. Very impressive. How challenging was the edit on this one, working with Federico on the editing? Because as you said, everywhere you point the camera, it's beautiful. So how do you start lopping off some of these beautiful images that have been captured?
Well, I first started working with my editor that edited Miranda's Victim and The Runner. and the Italians, which is Teferi Seyfu. So I started to work with him, and we worked on it a couple of months together and came up with a first great cut. And then Federico stepped in, and he, you know, the producer wanted to bring in somebody else, and he looked at all the takes, and he, you know, came up with some things. And I enjoyed very much working with him. I thought he was a wonderful editor, and he contributed quite a lot to what was that first cut.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it was, you know, it was really between Andrea Guerra, between Federico, between Pierlucci. There were some wonderful designers on the movie as well. I felt in very good hands.
Well, it certainly shows, the proof is in the pudding, that you were in very good hands here. And your production design within La Masseria is beautiful. Did you have to do a lot of adjustment with the interiors, with the kitchen, with one or two of the rooms? Because the bulk of the film stays outside.
Yes, so Frankie Diago was our production designer. Wonderful production designer. She did magic with what was there. She created the world of everything, of every location we were in.
Wow. Wow.
And, you know, our costume designer, Chiara, I'm blanking on her last name, she's Italian.
Ferrantini.
Yes, fantastic costume designer. She also did an incredible job.
I love Andy Garcia's costuming. And the counter to everything, because we have this great rustic, earthy costuming for Andy's character, Giacomo, and of course for Pietro. But then you counter that with what is done for Audrey, which is stunning. Really high, you know, couture-looking outfits. And also the very trendy, skinny suits for Andrew, for Rob Estes' character. So you've got a diverse costuming here, representing these different
Absolutely.
These different people and who they are and where they come from. And it fits. It works so well. And we never get out of it. It doesn't take us out of the moments.
Well, I had a great costume designer and wonderful actors. And since you mentioned Rob Estes, you know, I've done a lot of movies with him. He came to Italy. He elevates everything that he does. And he's so much fun to watch.
He's a lot of fun to watch here, let me tell you. Was the casting difficult on this one, to find this perfect blend of a cast?
No, I think that I called, the first person that I called was Andy, because I have a great relationship with him. And he read the script, and he immediately fell in love with Giacomo, especially because I sent him the script where the storyline had been rewritten.
Ah!
yeah. So, you know, in this storyline, he falls in love. He gets to fall in love. So he loved it. And Alex Pettifer is somebody I did a Zoom with. Eva Di Domenici, I also, and she had told me that she was trying to take my class for years, but then COVID happened. And then she didn't have a chance to, and she booked the cleaning lady. And I really loved working with her. And since I've actually done another short movie with her, a proof of concept, she's quite wonderful. And Rob Estes is somebody that I always think about because he's so talented. As a matter of fact, I just wrapped principal photography on another movie that I shot in Los Angeles on Saturday night. And Rob is in it. He plays a really fun character. And I have a lot of people from the Italians, David DeLuise, that came to do it, Matthew Daddario. And then an English actress, Alice Eve, who's wonderful, and Doug Jones and Josh Bowman. I like to work with, you know, the same actors and also new actors, of course. Billy Zane is in this last one that I did. Lauren Tom. The cast is truly great. I love casting and I love, you know, visualizing who's the right actor for the part. And a lot of the times I may have a relationship or not. And if I do, I reach out directly to the actor, or I call the agent and I tell them how much I would like their client to, you know, to play the part.
Wow. Well, you certainly lucked out with this one. And of course, the fact that you could tell them all they could come to Italy, I'm sure didn't hurt your chances of getting them to say yes.
Exactly. The same way that they had me at Puglia, I had them when I said Puglia, Italy.
Free trip to Italy always does it. Boy, oh boy. So as you look back on this film, Making Under the Stars, what did you learn as a filmmaker with this film in particular that you can take forward into future work?
Well, it's a great question. I have to say, you have asked the best questions today. I think that the sense of the world, that you need to immerse the audience in the world of the story. And here the world had to do with, you know, the atmosphere, the exteriors, really opening it up and really feeling that you were in Italy in this masseria. That's certainly one big thing that I think will follow me in everything that I do. I have to say I also liked the schedule, because in Italy you shoot 10 hours as opposed to 12 hours in the U.S. And, you know, at first I was like, I really need the 12 hours. But the truth of the matter is you can make it happen in 10 hours. And then, you know, a lot of the times it's five-day weeks, and sometimes if you shoot on Saturday, it's 7 hours. So, I don't know, it didn't feel as taxing on my body as, you know, the marathon of shooting, you know, 12 hours does, you know, this boot camp here. It felt a little more relaxed, just a little more relaxing. So I thought, you know, it's nice to be this relaxed and you know, work this way.
Now, when you do feel a little more relaxed, do you think that improves you as a director in setting scenes, directing your talent? Because, you know, if a director is tense, talent's going to feel that in front of the camera. So I have to imagine that with you being more relaxed, it puts everybody else more at ease.
Well, I think a common thing that I've heard from the actors that I've worked with is they feel that I create a safe and calm environment for them to take risks and try things. But I notice the difference when I really have the time to explore and when I don't really have the time, but I, regardless whether I don't have it or I have it, I really try to create that environment for the actors so they feel that, you know, they have time. Mm-hmm. Even though I know that I have to get this pretty quickly, maybe the light, or maybe just, you know, we can't go on overtime or whatever the logistics may be. But it's very important for me. I don't like any tension on set. For me, I always joke we have to have candles and classical music, metaphorically, because I really work best if everything feels very calm. There's no yelling on the set. Everything is very, you know, for lack of a better word, zen.
I like that idea. I've been on many sets. I worked production for a long time, and calm would be a much preferable way to work. Everyone that works on your films, I think they appreciate that about you. And everybody that has yet to work with you, that may encourage them to say yes when you ask.
Yes, well, I think that actors know that I love working with actors, but I love the collaboration. It's such a collaboration. I never try and impose my point of view. You know, I want to get it. And even though I go in with some preconceived ideas, because you have to, you can only improvise from a map that you already have, and then you can become improvisational. I'm always open to, you know, it's a collaboration. Everybody's ideas come into play.
Was there a lot of improvisation on Under the Stars, or did everyone pretty much stick to the script?
I think it was both. Everybody stuck to the script, but they always felt that I left room for moments of improvisation. And those moments, a lot of them made it in. You know, like there was a moment with Toni Collette and Andy Garcia when she says, "Did you make this?" You know, when he's feeding her the tiramisu.
Mm-hmm.
And Yes, and then he says no, jokingly. You know, that was a moment of improvisation.
And you're lucky when you have some actors the caliber of Tony and Andy, that you're going to get gems like that. And, I mean, that's a charming moment. And really, it just, it's so comfortable. And it adds so much to the playfulness of Audrey and Giacomo. So
you have to leave the door open to that, always.
You also, I have to ask about it, but you've got a dog, a beautiful dog that you're also directing. You have cats running around. You have kids running around. You have chickens. You had a menagerie happening here.
Yes, the dog was fantastic. That dog was really something else. I had the idea of the dog and Venus and the chickens, of course. The moment I saw these chickens, it was so funny because I was on the phone with a studio about, you know, another movie I'm going to direct. And all of a sudden, I'm in the farm. It was lunch. It was in the afternoon, and all of a sudden you hear the worst screams, and it was because one of the dogs of La Masseria, mm-hmm. not the dog we had in the movie, another dog, had took in his mouth a baby chicken. And so I'm on the phone, and I said, I'm sorry, I have to hang up, and I ran to the rescue of this poor little chicken that, you know, ended up living and came out of the mouth of the dog.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Screams were like, oh my God, I've never heard screams like this. But yeah, with the environment, you know, I tried to capture the environment, and the kids were so cute. They were very cute kids. That bakery scene where, you know, Alex Pettifer and Eva Di Domenici first meet mm-hmm. Ariane Ian. I thought these kids were just fun. Yeah, I was very lucky. I mean, a lot of the cast was from there, and you mentioned Vincent Riotta, who, believe it or not, I've known for decades. I have known him a very, very long time. And so, you know, you tried to cast also out of Europe. There's a lot of people that flew to go to Italy, and then some flew from London. My wonderful casting director, Nancy Bishop, was so helpful in, you know, giving suggestions and tapes of English actors that could get themselves to Italy or come easily. So there was a mix of European actors, American actors, Australian actors, Tony's Australian, English, just great actors, Italian actors.
Well, you brought it all together absolutely beautifully, Michelle. It's such an enchanting film. You know, I have to watch it again just because you watch this film, you have a smile on your face, a smile in your heart, you get little chuckles here and there, but you're happy. It's one of those movies, when it ends, you are happy, you are at peace, and you just watch joy. And there are not a lot of movies you can say that about. Oh, Michelle, this has been so lovely getting to chat with you today about Under the Stars. I can't wait to see your next films coming up, and I hope we get to talk about them.
I hope so, too. The next one that I'm in post-production for is Starstruck, so I hope we get to talk about Starstruck.
Oh, is that the one, Billy Zane, or is he in another one?
No, he's in Starstruck.
Okay. I just talked to Billy yesterday. And he,
oh, really?
Yes, I did. Just spoke with him yesterday morning. So, and he mentioned upcoming films, but he didn't know, you know, he didn't give away titles or anything because, you know, you never know. But he did say he had some upcoming and you mentioned him. So I hope we get to talk about Starstruck. Definitely.
I hope so. I think you'll like it. It was very, very funny. You know, Under the Stars is romantic. Starstruck is downright hilarious, so it's really funny.
I'll take either one, funny or romantic.
Great.
Oh, Michelle, thank you so much. Thank you for taking the time to talk with me today about Under the Stars. This really has been a delight.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, and have a great rest of day and weekend.